You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Maureen McKinney, managing editor of Illinois Issues magazine. Since Illinois Issues merged with WUIS this summer, I've been covering a beat called Code Switch Illinois. It deals with issues of diversity and equity. Today, I'm joined by Bernard Cherkasov, who heads an advocacy group for the LGBT community in the state called Equality Illinois. He begins the interview by telling us how Illinois' law on religious freedom differs from the one recently signed in Indiana.
Indiana's new law that was signed by Governor Pence there absolutely creates the possibility of discrimination against gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender individuals in that state because it allows anyone to use the possibility of a religious burden or a burden on their religious freedom to deny service or equal treatment to anyone that they disagree with on religious backgrounds. So it could be, for example, that a baker has a Jewish customer who comes in and says, "Oh, I'm here to order a cake for my daughter's bat mitzvah," and then the baker would say, "Oh, but I religiously disagree with this. It burdens my religious freedoms. I'm going to refuse to make you that cake." And that baker now has the right to do that. Or the same baker who has a lesbian customer who says, "I need a cake for my wedding," the baker can deny her service as well. That is not the case in Illinois. Illinois' Religious Freedom Restoration Act goes hand in hand with Illinois' existing non-discrimination laws that are enshrined in our Human Rights Act, for example, that sets the public policy for our state and says that it is illegal in Illinois to discriminate against anyone in workplace and housing and public accommodations on a whole range of categories, including religion, including sexual orientation and gender identity. So in Illinois, we have these strong non-discrimination protections, which are non-existent in Indiana.
A law scholar told WBZ that she doesn't see the Indiana RFRA law as a threat to the rights of LGBT people because it doesn't deal with sexual orientation. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely disagree with that. What Indiana law does is give anyone a license to discriminate against any other group of people using religion as a pretext. So it absolutely would allow somebody to say, again, to use the same example of a baker, to say to a gay or lesbian customer, "I will not serve you because I violate my religious beliefs to serve you as an LGBT person," and then deny that service. And there are no protections in Indiana from discrimination for LGBT individuals. That's a key difference. So, of course, the Indiana law invites discrimination against LGBT people there.
Do you know whether there are any plans for lobbying and solidarity in Indiana or Arkansas, for that matter?
You know, I do now see some movement in Indiana and Arkansas to say, to say that they need to "quote unquote" clarify their recently signed religious freedom, so-called religious freedom bills. Hopefully that will take place. But Indiana has a long way to go towards recognizing full equality for their LGBT individuals. And without that recognition, without those non-discrimination laws, there is now a license for anyone to use religious pretext to deny service, to discriminate against their minority.